right now on VFN TV, we're going to be talking to you, pastors, and about your pastors. It gives you some great encouragement. And with us is Dr. James Miller of First Baptist Church in Warrenton. Also, we have Pastor Ron Latini of Myrtle Grove Baptist Church. And we're going to have Riley Richardson of Myrtle Grove Methodist Church. And this is so important because if you're discouraged, if you're feeling down, these men have a word for you. I believe the Lord's going to speak to you. You're going to be encouraged because we're going to be real. We're going to be raw. And listen, what you got in the ministry for, you're going to be reminded of it again because you got caught up in God's goals and maybe you kind of left God behind. And God's going, listen, I want to do this with you right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T. Light with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Greg Lancaster. Of course, joining me right now is Pastor Ron Latini of Myrtle Grove Baptist Church, Dr. James Miller of Warrenton, First Baptist Church in Warrenton, and also Pastor Riley Richardson of Myrtle Grove United Methodist. Boom. Yeah. Did good, right?
Wonderful.
And we're just a moment. We just wanted to take this moment, you know, this God just laid this on our heart to be able to hear. You know, if I'm a pastor out there, you know, and I got excited about, you know, getting into ministry, and I talked to my family and God called me and I responded to it. That's an exciting moment, nervous moment. But then after a while, you get caught up in, you know, being involved in God's goals. And then you're trying to do it without God. And then you have people that are demanding things from you when God just asked you to do something. They wanted to do it with you. Pastor Ron, can you begin and just talk to us a little bit? I mean, I'm being sincere about, because if you'll touch a shepherd, you touch the heart of God, because he's going to be, you know, helping that church and loving on Jesus. Because whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do it to Jesus. So what would you say? I mean, you ever had that moment in your ministry where you're just, you know?
Yeah, I've been pastoring for 38 years now. Mm-hmm. I started at age 29. And I can say that on that journey of faith,
right,
there were many distractions that can pull you away from the main thing. Mm-hmm. The main thing is glorifying God. That's the main thing.
What does that mean?
That means that He's the one that we have an audience of one.
Ooh,
if we want to please anyone,
audience
we ought to please Him.
Yes.
And pleasing Him may mean at times that we're not pleasing the folks,
right,
or certain individuals sitting out there in the pew. Or,
well, what do you do to that person that's very dominant? They maybe the biggest tither in your church, and they kind of control. They're on your board, or just like they're trying to, you know, tell you what to do when God is the one that called you. You got to make. What do you do about that?
Pray for them.
Yes.
Yeah, I think.
What would you say?
Person's prayer life, a pastor's prayer life, is utmost important.
But specifically, I mean, he's being pressured, you know. They're pushing their influence because they have influence in the community.
Right.
But they don't realize that don't translate into the kingdom.
What I would say, my recommendation is rise early. Go to bed early. Mm-hmm. Little TV.
Yes.
Rise up early in the morning and spend time with God.
Mm.
Before you turn on the internet.
Yeah.
Or look at Facebook or right. anything else. Get up extra early. Spend that time with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Have one day a week that, you know, my recommendation, one day a week where you could fast, some mm-hmm. type of fast. One day a week,
right.
for your family, for your personal health, mm-hmm. that will help keep you on track. That meeting God in the morning sets a tone for the rest of the day.
Right.
It makes you aware of the fact that you're not alone in this thing, that He's right. there watching. Again, the audience of one.
Mm,
you
audience
know,
of one.
That to start off a day saying, Lord, I want to please you more than I want to, you know, more than I want success,
yeah.
ministerial success, more than I want anything else. And the other thing is, to realize that every church is unique.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have the same kind of ministry as the guy down the road.
Right.
Every church is unique with unique people, unique makeup, and a unique mandate
mm-hmm.
from God.
Right.
I've discovered that even recently, that you know, you don't have to worry about competing or comparing yourself
right.
to a church down the road. God's put you where you're at uniquely mm-hmm. With unique abilities and a unique makeup of the believers
right.
that make up your fellowship and your facility and your neighborhood. Discover what that uniqueness is and maximize that and in your call with the Lord, in your walk with
that
Him.
That is so beautiful. Listen, we'll get back from this break. We're going to talk to Dr. Miller and hear his heart. You know, Pastor Ron, that was so good, so true, and it just rings true in my heart as well. But we get back from this break. We're going to hear from Dr. Miller, and this is important. You need this. And if you're in a church and you have a pastor, you need to know this because, you know, the difference between you and them is God called them to do what they're doing. And so supporting them in that role and praying for them is actually supporting God. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
We're so excited about our new book, I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You got to have a strategy and you got to fight. It's not about a physical fight, but you got to fight. And guess what? If you fight, you win. You'll be successful. This book is about transforming your thoughts, about what your beliefs, the decisions that you're making, about speaking. What you say is so powerful, and what you do, what you're saying, the actions you take. And quitting, don't quit. Listen, success and failure quite often is just 5 more minutes. And finally, think about this. So many people talk about you should do this and you should do this and you should do this. And look what they're doing. They're not doing nothing. You can't let people tell you you should do this. You should. As a matter of fact, they can't be putting their should on you. This is so important. Listen, we want to bless you with your free copy of I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You can get it at VFNKB.com. That's VFNKB.com. Get your free copy today. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the David Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the 7 spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to
Welcome back. We are talking to you, pastors, from pastors here at VFN TV set. And I want to encourage you, if you haven't yet, think about commenting below, writing to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Your thoughts, your concerns, your prayers, they matter. I mean, this is a challenge for all of us to say, you know what, we're going to step outside of our buildings and our comfort zone, and we're going to follow God. But also, reaching you, the pastor, you know, in your situation, I really believe that you, as a pastor right now, that you've literally thought about ending your life. I mean, the enemy's just coming in the flood. You know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness. So the enemy's telling you, why live? Why this? Why that? You messed up. And listen, that's the enemy. God loves you. He knew what you were when he called you. And when you come to your senses and realize, I just need to get with my fellow ministers and get with God, and as Pastor Ron shared in the earlier part, you know, God will redeem your situation, redeem your ministry, and inspire you again, and you'll be better off because now you have more empathy. Amen. Now you're going through something. Well, Dr. Miller, talk to us about, you know, to this pastor, what would you say right now? Because you had many, many years in ministry, and you can have compassion. You could see them there in that situation. What would you say?
Well, I would say to the young pastor and as well as the older pastors, too, that we must remember that that God called us into this ministry. It's not something that most of us chose. He called us, and when God called us, he knew that we were going to have the obstacles in our way, our ups and our downs, and all of that is filtered in. We gotta work through these things, but sometimes we lose focus. And I won't tell you that in my 45 years of pastoring that I hadn't lost focus. But it does take God to put us back on course when things is turned upside down. Then something has got to righten the ship. But we must always find time to allow God, whether we're young or old, to speak to our heart, because we must realize it's not about us. It's about him. Right. And sometimes we lose focus as to where we are. Sometimes we get caught up in all of the hoopla of the moment. Our churches, this is not working the way it should, or how I found it to be. But if we trust God, and my thought is that when my life seemingly was turned upside down, and when I did, and we say don't question God, but I must tell you that there are times.
Yes.
When I did question God, and I would ask him, God, is this really what you want me to do?
Right.
That was times that I thought about just giving it up.
Right.
And I asked him to just show me. And quicker than a minute, quicker than a second, God will start putting things before you and people and concerns and all of these things and let you know, look at this one. He's better today than he was yesterday.
Right.
And that's because I put you in his life. But what God is doing is turning me around. It's letting me see that I'm not an important one in this in this account. I'm just here. I'm a conduit.
You're like an intercessor, right?
Exactly.
For those people, yeah.
Exactly. I'm an intercessor. You are telling them what I told you to tell them. If anyone has messed up, it's me.
Right.
And I've never messed up. Amen. So. Right. So if
you're talking about God, right?
Talking about God.
You're right.
All right. Talking about God. He have never failed us yet, and he never will fail us. So what I would say to the brother or the sister nowadays that are going through the different situation, focus on the one that called you.
Right.
Talk to the one that put you in this. Right. Lord, I can't deal with this.
Right.
And quicker than a minute, you'll find out, yes, you can.
Right.
Because your job is to go through, and the word is to go through it. Don't stop in it.
Right.
David said, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death. The shadow of death can always be there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But with God's help, we can get through it. Yeah.
So in regards to this young minister, you know, we were talking about it earlier. He's young. Yeah, she's young. And you know, it's unique probably to every generation. But this generation, it really is about you can easily see what's going on and think, you know, perform for the people and for society, instead of just submit to God and do what you're saying. So you were talking earlier about the young pastor. I mean, you can really help them out right now because they're exhausted.
God is not looking for superhuman. He's not looking for Superman or Superwoman. He's looking for someone that will be steadfast. God don't answer our words. He answers our faith.
Amen.
He's not looking at how I say it. He's looking at how I feel it.
Mm.
And if the person can get my heart, then basically we can get to that person. So to that young preacher, that young woman that about to give it up, and you would be surprised at the number of people nowadays that are even contemplating in the clergy that are contemplating committing suicide of just giving it up.
Leaving it all. Yeah.
That's the work of Satan,
yes,
not God. Mm-hmm. God wants us to work until it's complete, until, like Jesus said on the cross, it is finished.
It is. That's very good. You know, I think about, you know, so many things when you're talking about that. But the, I know that if you think about one particular, I'll say this quickly because I want to hear, we get back from this break, I want to hear from Pastor Richardson, is that, you know, if you had one woman and man had 17 children, and then you had two children, and you kept looking at the lady or the couple up the street that has 17 children, and you start envying them, and feeling bad about your only two children, And how foolish would it be for you to leave your two children that you birthed, and this, and that God used you to birth these two people, to go to hang out with somebody who's got 17 children? First of all, they're going to say, what you doing here? You don't belong here. You belong with your family. And you're talking about uniquely calling. Yeah. And to start loving your family. I mean, the fact that you get an opportunity to speak in anybody's life, you know, that that just don't look around. You know, focus, you know, on what God's put in front of you. Mm-hmm. You know, David had, you know, 300 left-hand, broke, busted, disgusted folks that were going to become mighty men of valor. And in God's timing, the people that were supposed to listen to him would eventually come to him and say, come on in. Mm-hmm. And you're going to get offended if you don't pay attention to what's going on, because you don't realize the same people that's trying to offend you now will be the ones asking you to lead in the future, right? So mm-hmm. David, they say, oh, we always are for you. Like, weren't you with the military coming mm-hmm. after me, the government or something? So I want to encourage you to stay steadfast, realize that God is your friend, Satan is your enemy, God is the truth, Satan is a liar. God loved you before the foundations of the earth. He knitted you together in your mother's womb. So he's for you. He's not against you. Jeremiah 29:11, that he has good plans for you. When we get back from this break, we're going to hear something very important. I know from Pastor Richardson about, you know, comparison and looking around. And it's going to so encourage you when you quit looking at people's numbers and how many views and all these different things people are going on. Just, I'm excited. Make sure you join us after the break. You're going to be so encouraged. Don't forget also to comment below or write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We all want to hear from you. And somebody will contact you, and we'll just encourage you. And we are for you. God is for you. And the future has just begun in your life. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
Vincent van Gogh, a Dutch painter of the mid-19th century, was considered by many as one of the most prominent artists in history.
Widely known for having cut off his ear in a depression that plagued his entire life, some speculating it was a result of his early years as a preacher among impoverished miners.
A deeply religious man, van Gogh was known as a great admirer of the Bible. According to scholar Judy Sund, Van Gogh often used biblical motifs in his work and was especially drawn to the parables, reflected in his painting of the sower and the sheaf from the Gospel of Matthew and Mark.
Sund also notes that Van Gogh saw parallels between his paintings and the parables. Both used everyday context to communicate profound meaning.
Engage with the Bible in its impact and influence in every sphere.
Brought to you by Museum of the Bible.
The word today is engaged. Jan Miller from Pensacola, Florida, who's in human resources, wants me to talk about it. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. I can still remember I was in my 20s the first time I heard Zig Ziglar speak. I was in Dayton, Ohio. I was on the front row. I'd never heard him before. And for 2 hours, he walked across that stage. He had us all in the very palm of his hand. We were totally engaged. We were totally immersed in what he was saying. That day was one of the eureka moments in my life, because I had a speaker that engaged me by his communication style, and I had a person engage me because of what he said. He said something that day that changed my life. He said, if you'll help other people get what they want, they in turn will help you get what you want. That was a life-changing day for me. I was engaged by the person and by the subject. As I think about it now, there's nothing I enjoy more than a conversation with another person of which I am engaged. Time goes so fast, and the experience is exhilarating.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking to you, pastors, and we're talking to you about your pastor, about encouraging, understanding the heart. I believe you're just going to be so encouraged. I'm encouraged already on this program. But Pastor Raleigh Richardson of Myrtle Grove United Methodist, you know, you were sharing during the break about, you know what great wisdom and insight for ministers. And if you would right now just talk, if you're talking to him right now, he's listening to you. I mean, he just happened to click or turn the channel on or watching his phone, wherever he's watching this. And he needs hope. And something's really, you know, it's very serious what's going on in his life, because he doesn't see light, doesn't see hope, doesn't see a reason, not even to anything. The enemy's convincing him now that everything he's preached, although it's accurate, he's even doubting that, which is not true. It's just the enemy lying to him. So what would you say to that him or her pastor that's going through that, minister? It might even be a pastor, just a minister, evangelist.
Right. Amen. This has really become personal for me because there was a time in ministry. I've been in ministry 32 years. Ministry, being a pastor, can be one of the loneliest positions that you'll ever have. And so often we carry things with inside of us, our fears, mm-hmm. our sin, mm-hmm. our own hurt. Mm-hmm. We carry baggage from one church to another church mm-hmm. where we've been bruised or injured. Mm-hmm. People that we've called to love and people that we've called to minister to become mm-hmm. the very people that wound right. and hurt us.
Right.
And so we're like this, trying to be this wounded healer, and at the whole time trying to have some kind of a performance-based
right.
ministry into which mm. you've got to perform, you've got to go out every Sunday, you've got to be the man of God that
right.
you've been called to be, and to be vulnerable right. before your people and your congregation. Right. A lot of pastors haven't got to that place.
Right.
Even in my own family, one of my family members who was a pastor and had served for 15, 16 years mm-hmm. ended up in divorce and leaving the church. I've got a good friend now that just had to take a medical leave of absence because of the physical strain and toll that
oh,
it's
yeah.
on the pastor.
Yeah.
And first of all, I had a good pastor to tell me, you're not in this alone.
Yes.
And having good brothers
yes.
In Christ or sisters in Christ mm-hmm. and people that you can share your journey with
right.
and to have prayer with and to receive comfort from and,
right.
and knowing that, you know, it's not about just what I'm doing, but it's what God's doing through me.
Right.
And I think that's important that these pastors be connected.
Yeah.
You know, in John 14, Jesus said he was the vine and you are the branch.
Yes.
And that we're to stay connected to him. And that connection is through the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Because Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Right.
You know, so often we pastors want to try to fix ourselves
yeah.
or heal ourselves,
yeah.
and that's impossible.
Correct.
It is Christ living and working through us. And so if I could offer any hope at all, stay connected to the vine.
Yeah.
Allow the Holy Spirit yeah. to work in your life, to bring healing into your life and restoration into your life, because you can't do it alone.
Well, it's so important. We have people signing up for John 15, abiding around the world.
Mm,
the
right.
fact that you would say that.
Right. Yeah.
And I want to tell you, we have a free abiding plan for you right now. It's totally free. Go to iabide.org. I mean,
yeah.
exactly what Pastor Richardson's talking about. And get your free abiding plan. It'll come right to you. Some simple steps. A lot of people want to abide. Even as a pastor, you got so busy just trying to preach all the time. You're looking at the Bible for a message. But it's like Pastor Richardson said, you got to begin to abide again with Jesus. And so John 15, he says,
right.
you know, apart from abiding in him, you can't do this ministry. But if you yeah. abide with him, he said, you can ask anything, it'll be done. So get your free plan at iabide.org. I'm sorry, go ahead. But that was just totally nailed our hearts.
That was wonderful. Yeah,
yeah.
John 15, where he says
yeah.
that if we'll just stay connected to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's happens a lot in ministry is we get away from staying connected
right.
and thinking that it all depends upon us.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with my pastor who
yeah.
said the audience of one.
Correct.
It's only God our Father.
And he loves you.
And he loves
and
us.
And he's for you.
Amen to that.
They might not be for you, but he's for
he's
you,
He's
right?
for you.
That's awesome.
And staying connected to him and
right.
staying connected as John Wesley, who was the founder of the Methodist Church,
yeah.
called the spiritual disciplines, the means of grace. The means by which we receive the grace of God through getting up early
mm-hmm.
and studying, mm-hmm. allowing the Word of God to minister to us and
yeah.
to feed our soul.
Mm-hmm. Not for a message.
Because the
not
church
for,
will
not
drain
for a message,
you.
Right?
That's right.
It feeds you.
Just
yes,
feed
to
you.
Feed
yeah,
us. Because the church will drain you.
Right.
People will take more than what you're willing to even give.
Yeah.
And so you've got to. You've got to pull away from the demands of ministry
right.
and stay connected to Christ to allow Christ to fill you
mm-hmm.
because you can't give people what you don't have.
Right. And you don't want to give them you.
Give
you
them
want to
what
give
you
them,
can
give them
have,
God.
And you want
yeah.
to give them Jesus.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we've got a couple minutes left. Dr. Miller, as a father in the faith, this is, you know, you're a father in the faith, and we would call apostolic. How many ministers do you have that's related to you? About 52?
We have 52.
And that's important. So speak right now, because we need fathers in the faith. You know, to be fathered is awesome, because fathers love you. They can correct you because you know they love you.
Exactly.
And you can go have coffee with them and run your life by. But talk, right, you have a couple a minute here to just talk as a father in the faith. Exactly. And how important it is.
Well, what they know, and I want them to know that just like God is going to be always there for me, mm-hmm. I'm going to always be there for them. And we need heavenly directions, mm-hmm. but as a young minister, you also need earthly directions too.
Yeah.
Choose wisely. That's what I would say. Choose wisely mm-hmm. who you listen to, mm-hmm. And always keeping God before you. And right. And allow him to orchestrate your ministry rather than you trying to do it yourself. You'll fail miserably mm-hmm. trying to do it yourself, as I have.
Right.
I've fallen miserably when I took matters into my own hand.
Right.
But when I put my life in God's hand, yeah. I was able to come stabilized. Yeah. I was at one time, I guess I was even mentally challenged.
I understand that.
But now God have righten the ship, mm-hmm. uh-huh. and I know now that where I get my blessing from, it comes from God, and I offer that to them. And to be honest with you, God have given me some great people. Mm-hmm. I've been surrounded by some great people, mm-hmm. and a preacher needs encouragement.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for messing with him every awesome. Once in a while, and right. him correcting me once
right.
in a while,
right.
We talk two or three times a week, and mm. you got to have earthly connections.
Right.
Don't think you can do this all by yourself, but right. as I said earlier, just choose wisely.
Mm. Well, I know that Pastor John Kilpatrick's a spiritual father to me, and when you submit yourself to authority, to whatever authority you have and how God's expressed it in your church, that God will speak through them. They might not even know it, but because he knows you're under that, he will. I mean, there's times when, you know, Brother Kilpatrick can just say something in a phone call, or you know, just talk to me in a specific way, and that just kind of breaks through. I mean, God will use him to speak through that situation. You know, Brother Ken Summerall, who's with the Lord right now, he was a spiritual father to me, and just spending human time with someone who doesn't demand something from you, mm-hmm. who loves you for you, that's so important.
Right.
And I believe that everybody in ministry is called to be a Paul to somebody.
That's
you know,
right.
we talk about that yeah, Paul, Barnabas, and Timothy.
Agree.
But I want to encourage you, if you're alone, you know, and like Dr. Miller says, it's important who you're relating to. You know people by their fruit. So spending time, you know, like they're spending time with each other, and get connected. Don't be alone. God didn't call. It's not good for man to be alone. Mm-hmm. And that was not just about marriage. I mean, a lot of people go out there and get married because they're thinking about, I guess I got to get married. And you did that for the wrong reasons. And now you have a couple battles going on, one at home, one at the church. The thing about it is finding, you know, God, speak to me who I'm supposed to be related and connected to. We're all brothers in the Lord. We're all sisters mm-hmm. in the Lord. But there's some people that God has anointed as a Barnabas in your life that's going to encourage you. Somebody as a Paul who's going to correct and teach. Mm-hmm. But also a Timothy, somebody that's life you're speaking into. And it's just how God works, you know, from the anointing goes from the beard to the skirt. And if you're not around the skirt, you're going to miss the double portion anointing that comes down right there. And also, you need to be praying for somebody that's an authority over you, because you're missing the whole thing. We got to go, but I just want to thank you so much for what y'all do. And you're always, you know, we're always so busy, but you're always in my heart. And I'm excited that we're going to spend eternity together. But we have a few moments left on this earth to really make a major impact. And I thank you. Many people are going to be encouraged. And if that was you, we want to hear from you. Comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. I want you to be encouraged. It's not strange what you're going through. It is a battle. It's Ephesians 6:12. It's a spiritual battle. But God will actually encounter you and meet you. And your future is greater than your past. Quit focusing on what has happened. Put that under the blood. Get rightly related. Humble yourself. Abide, like Pastor Richardson said. Don't forget, you go to iabide.org and begin to get that relationship right with the Lord again. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I thank you for this time. I speak life to the pastors that are listening. I speak hope and encouragement that their flock would be a Barnabas flock that would encourage the pastor. And Lord, we ask you right now, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we ask in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. How easy is it? Loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
John.
Yes.
There's this, you know, the Shekinah glory of God, the presence of the Lord, just awesome. There's a song that that we sing as believers, and we sang, it's been around for a while now, but it's called, right, you know, Shekinah glory come down, where you're calling down the presence of God, you know?
The glory of God.
Yeah, I remember in one of the VFN churches that they were gathered together and they were in worshiping, and there's a brand new person in their fellowship, and they've never heard about the glory of God or the Shekinah glory of God. And so everybody's singing that song, you know, Shekinah glory come down, Shekinah glory come down. And, you know, and it's like everything's okay. But you know, halfway through their gathering, this person leaves.
Right.
And then, you know, what was going on? What was happening? You know, so finally, maybe a couple weeks later, the pastor goes over and sees the person and talks to them and finds out what's going on and says, well, you know, I was talking to my father, and I don't know who Shekinah is, but, you know, we're not really into worshiping any of these gods. And it was just so funny. They actually thought that it was Shekinah, that they were actually worshiping some god called
Shakira.
Shakira or Shekinah. And, of course, she was able to explain what it was. It was so funny. You think about it. You're saying, like, where is this Shekinah or Shakira? What's going on right here?
That's really funny.
It is hilarious, isn't it?
Yeah.